Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And good afternoon. I'm going to begin with, guess who is beginning to end their career, which is wonderful for the people of the world. Klaus Barbie Schwab. Klaus Schwab is retiring. The 86-year-old founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum has announced his decision to step down from the globalist platform that is a driver for the Great Reset. This is out of WeNeedToKnow.News, Edward Griffin. The Schwab's children have been appointed to high-ranking positions. Of course, it stays in the family. So his children are taken over now. They've been appointed to high-ranking positions, and his wife, Hildebrand, Hildebeest, another Hildebeest, heads the organization's foundation and awards ceremonies in Davos. Then also Jamie Dimon, the 68-year-old CEO of J.P. Morgan, said that the search is on for his successor. He'll step down in less than 5 years. Yeah, definitely, because he knows something's coming, and he doesn't want to be found with egg on his face. 5 years. Then there's Martin Grunberg, 71-year-old chairman of the FDIC, has resigned over accusations of a toxic environment due to misogyny, sexual harassment in the FDIC workplace that employs 6,000 people. It has bigger problems. There, it holds $121 billion in reserves to cover over $17 trillion in deposits. So, 170 CEOs have stepped down in 2023. The Schwab family, generational secret society members in secret societies, generational. Schwab's father, Nazi. Son is a Nazi. His Klaus's children are Nazis. As presently, internationally, there's more and more media that is covering the Nazi Party and what happened in World War II and the Nazi Party in the United States of America in offices in the government, military, FDIC, in all of the branches of, well, government. And this is what the Bible says would happen at the end of the world. Now, Adolf Hitler told his secretary before he disappeared that I am not the one. He told his secretary, I am not the one. But look for him, because the one that the world is looking for, I'm just stating that I don't remember exactly how he word for word, so I'm paraphrasing. The one, look for the one who is coming. Meaning the individual that will rule the world. And with the American people, nobody's coming to save you. You have to save yourself. But After World War II and Operation Paperclip, the Nazi important engineers came to America, and they're here, and they've been in government in this country ever since. In intelligence, especially. Intelligence, military, the government. The Bushes were Nazis, still are. Joe Biden, Clintons, and many, many very powerful people in this administration are Nazis. I don't know how to phrase it other than that. Just telling you the truth. And it's supposed to be that way. The Iranian president, the Iranian president, the butcher of Tehran, was assassinated or crashed in northern Iran. And I think everybody's covered that. I was going to cover it, but I don't think it's important for me to cover it. Raisi, he was definitely involved in the death of thousands. Thousands and thousands of people. The butcher of Tehran is no longer here. Then out of whatdoesitmean.com, excuse me, there's an individual by the name of Bernays. Can't find his first name here. Oh, I get it. Edward Bernays. I'm trying to get my momentum. Are the people of the United States of America deceived? Have we been brainwashed? Are we so deceived we can't see the truth? Would it be possible, is it possible, to deceive a whole nation, to deceive a whole world? According to Edward Bernays, it is possible. Not only possible, it has happened. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extra extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Okay, can a society be completely brainwashed, completely taken over by a government, a criminal government? I say yes. It happened already. Germany, Russia, China. That's just an example. What happened in Argentina? So, throughout the world, in the last 100 years, the people of a nation completely brainwashed to become communist, socialist, fascist. It has happened. It has already happened in America. This culture is brainwashed. Edward Bernays, the nephew of Austrian neurologist and the founder of psychoanalysis, Sigmund Freud, he discovered and applied the mechanisms of mass human mind manipulation using subconscious and subliminal techniques to benefit American corporations selling their products. They were mind manipulating techniques quickly adopted by the German Nazi Party. And I say the governments of the United States of America. Going back to right after World War II. So the German Nazi Party, the chief propagandist, Joseph Goebbels, who used them to brainwash an entire nation. And when the United States government began using mind-manipulating techniques against their own citizens, Bernays proclaimed, quote, "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this manner if they are to live together as a smoothly functioning society. In almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct, or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons who understand the mental process and social patterns of the masses. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind." It's happening right now with the Trump trials. It's happening with an individual who doesn't have enough ability to drive a go-kart or a golf cart or a vehicle of any kind, even a bicycle. but the power of mass psychological programs on this society are so powerful, we believe we have a person who is able to rule this country, to govern this country, defend this country, make decisions on behalf of the people of this country. We have been mass hypnosis. We are hypnotized into believing a lie, and we are basically neutralized as a country to do anything about it. You know, it was Bernays, the power of what he's talking about, using psychological techniques. He is the individual who said every American should have a good breakfast of bacon and eggs. This is why the American breakfast is bacon and eggs, because he is the person who began to suggest that back in the 30s. That is the American breakfast. You who have breakfast eggs and bacon for breakfast, it's because you were told that is the American breakfast. Anyone doubting the truth of Edward Bernays proclaiming to Americans that we are dominated by a relatively small number of persons who understand the mental processes and social patterns of the masses? It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind. They need to look no further than President Joe Biden, a known liar, a racist, a criminal thief, who just drained the Northeast Strategic Gasoline Reserve to push gas lower by a few cents on the 4th of July. He's preparing to sell off American ammunition maker Remington to a Czech arms company. So Remington Arms is going to be sold to one of the NATO countries. This week it was revealed the left-wing fact-checking site Snopes has updated its stance on the authenticity of Ashley Biden's diary. Remember Ashley Biden, who would take baths or showers with her father? He's nude, she's nude. What kind of perversion is this? And the lady who broke this story, I think just within the last 2 weeks, the Biden administration put her in jail. She's incarcerated, if I remember correctly. But Snopes confirmed that it is indeed real. Her diary was real. In the most frequently quoted section of her personal journal, Ashley states, "Hypersexualized at a young age. What is this due to? Was I molested? I think so. I can't remember specifics, but I do remember trauma. MK Ultra. Trauma. I remember not liking the Wolzak's house. I remember somewhat being sexualized with a cousin. I remember having sex with friends at a young age. Showers with my dad, probably not appropriate. Being turned on when I wasn't supposed to be. Now, she also stated in another article I'd read, that she felt like a dog in heat. This is a condition of people who have been ritually involved in ritual trauma. In MK Ultra, taught trauma from the time of being children. This is common. It's not uncommon, it's common. Here in Colorado, you remember the B'nai family, the people that researched, that were involved in investigating that death. There was definitely occult activity, and Patsy Ramsey, in some of the articles, was multi-personality, split personality, being interviewed by the police. She's weeping, telling her story, a convincing story. I lost my daughter. And then she has her hands over her eyes, over her face. And while she's telling the story, she splits her fingers over her eyes, and so she can look to see the expression on the face of those that are doing the investigation. This is MK. Maybe not military, but it could be some type of satanic ritual abuse. The Bushes, the Bush family, quite a bit out there in the dark web about them and about the Clintons. You can't hide it in the dark web. I wouldn't recommend you go investigate it unless you know what you're doing. That is a dangerous place to be. The Bushes in the occult. Jeb or George Jr. asked about being a member of Skull and Bones. He says, "I'm not going to talk about that." Why not? Because he has sworn oaths. He has sworn oaths to a secret society. Those in Freemasonry generally come in at a very naive level, and they don't go much further. I have in-laws that have been Masons, and they get to a point where they just don't feel comfortable going deeper into the knowledge of Freemasonry because it involves secret activity. Very dangerous. But with Ashley Biden, this young girl, the trauma that she went through as a child, and much of that trauma, they don't remember because they have alters. They have different personalities. And you think that this is, I mean, it's known in the psychiatric world with all these different, what was it, Kathy O'Brien and different people that came out in the 90s, 80s and 90s, talking about, you know, being involved with Kissinger, the Bushes, Reagan, the Clintons. This is part of American society, but not only American. It happens all over the world. It happens in Russia and DARPA and the Defense Department in this country. I have articles. They have found and used techniques, found ways to split the personality of people and put demons in them. Because they are devil worshipers, they know demons. and they place demons in people through torture and pain. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. That is The Present Truth. I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
Hello, church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station, and I've got a news flash for you today. Neither Donald Trump nor anyone else on this planet is going to be the savior of this country. We are only saved through faith in Christ. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." The only way to turn things around is not through anybody in this world, but by repentance and turning back to God. This is what we're talking about at the Feeding Station. So come join us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
The Tree Farm's Memorial Day sale, going on now. The Tree Farm has been family-owned and cared for since 1980. Now get 25% off all sizes of flowering shrubs, including lilacs, spirea, rose of Sharon, and more. Three-year-old old-fashioned purple or white lilacs, now just $67.46 each. Visit thetreefarm.com. The Tree Farm's Memorial Day sale, going on now.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Dark desert highway for sure. And with this matter of MK Ultra, it's in the Bible. The Bible in the Psalms talks about splitting the personalities. David, King David, stated that he wanted to be kept out of the hands of the wicked, lest they tear his soul apart, tear his soul in pieces like a lying lion ripping flesh. This is not a new This isn't new to the world. This has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. For King David to say that he doesn't want to be put into the hands of the wicked. So they torture him and split his soul in pieces, compartmentize his who he is. This is, and with the, in the last, with the Manchurian candidate coming out of Korea, the Russians, the Chinese, Americans, the English, in England, you had the movie by Clockwork Orange. I'm trying to remember the name of the producer. What was his name? I know it. I can see his face. He does a movie, Clockwork Orange. He does Eyes Wide Shut. And the reason he could do these movies is because he was involved and he knew people in that world and what they do in that world. So he wrote about it. He did movies on it. And Eyes Wide Shut or Clockwork Orange, you traumatize, you torture a kid, and at the end you deprogram him, and then it ends with him going back into his altered state. You don't deprogram these people without Jesus Christ. I'm telling you the truth. Even with Jesus Christ, it's very difficult to deprogram these people, to get the spirits out, the demons out, that the DARPA and the military projects and the programs put demons in people to get the demons out. You have to cast them out by the power that is in the name of Jesus Christ. But we're in that world, and there has been mass hypnosis on the minds of the people in this country. People that don't want to believe what is right before them. This coming election, I'll read to you what the writer says about this coming election. Who has really placed criminally deranged, demented, and perverted President or Joe Biden, the imposter, in power? Edward Bernays truthfully proclaimed, "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country." Who is directing this individual? You know my opinion, you know my view, if you've listened to my program. And not only the individual who was the 44th president, but the individual who still has the strings attached to senior executive service, all of the agencies of continuity of government, the military, and the political system, the uniparty system in this country. Jesus Christ said, nothing is going to be hidden. It is a cosmic law. Christ, as God himself, said that the truth of every matter is going to be put out in the open, especially in societies and cultures and the world in the decade before he comes. Christ is objective is to reveal the truth to people so that they will see the truth of who he is. If he says 2,000 years ago, nothing is going to be hidden and everything is going to be exposed, and all the wickedness of every powerful person is going to be news, Instagram, Twitter, then it's going to happen. It is happening. Joe Biden's sins are revealed. So who is the true ruling party in our country? And is exactly why this past week alone, warning open letters have appeared in America, like the 2024 election, a certain fatalism sets in. Have you sensed that we hope that Donald Trump, that fate doesn't intervene? We hope, we are really crying out in our hearts that Donald Trump would be the position put in power to be able to begin a process of bringing about justice in this country. But there is a something in the hearts of the American people they sense. I'm telling you, a certain fatalism is setting in. Election 2024, a political renaissance for America, or the path to totalitarianism? We are traversing a very dangerous time in history. There is no turning back. I'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360khnc.com for podcasts. A certain fatalism is setting in.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The Highwire's Dell Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit naturallyinspiredhealthsummit.com. Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Eli's coming.
Well, Eli's a coming. You better hide your heart, girl. Well, evil is coming. We can't stop it. But there is a plan that God has that is going to shake this kingdom of darkness. And Christ did say that even though hard times would come, he would give, he personally would give hope to the people of the world. They don't get it all. The rain must fall on the just and the unjust. The sun must shine on the good and the evil. They don't get it all. And everything that they're doing is being exposed. Nothing is hidden. Nothing is hidden. With what's happening in the Middle East, in Israel. Israel, the news is saying that Israel has no chance against Hamas and Hezbollah in Lebanon, and now the other nations in the area are now beginning to join together, work together in spite of being Sunni or Shiite, because they have one objective, to destroy Israel. America 2 weeks ago decided not to send Israel weapons, small arms. Well, they reversed that. Now they are assisting Israel once again. And as I had stated, when this war began, America may not want to help, but America will help. Politically, economically, militarily, with weapons, munitions, whatever is needed. Because this war is a prophecy. It's not just a war without any meaning biblically. No, it is a prophecy in the book of Psalms chapter 83. It is Israel in a war against family members and ancient enemies. And Psalm 83 states that in Gaza, within the area itself, God is going to reveal himself to the citizens, to the people in that area, the Arab people. He's going to reveal himself, especially to the women and children. They're the ones he wants protected. But that the enemies would die in the field of battle. It's happening. Every day, Israel is taking out 50, 100. I think it was 2 days ago I watched on YouTube. I want to go back and revisit that site. The Gazans were going to launch a biological weapon, and it exploded in the warehouse in the facility where they were manufacturing these things. And the poison, pretty much within 12 hours, they were vomiting, sick, dizzy, headaches, nausea. They died. Over 1,000 casualties. 1,000 people at that time, 2 days ago. I don't know if anyone has heard about this. Israel responded by saying that should they attempt any kind of biological weapon on the citizens of Israel, Israel is going to use weapons they have not used to the present. Weapons that are much more powerful and devastating than what has been used to the present. You're not going to mess with this little nation. They have been given orders by God himself. Whether you believe in God or don't believe in God, that's up to you. That's something you got to consider. I'm telling you what Psalm 83 says. Israel is going to win this conflict in Lebanon, Syria. King Abdullah of Jordan is desperately trying to just doing everything possible to not have to go to war with Israel. Well, send him a letter. Text him on Twitter or X. Tell him that if he is alive, he's going to be forced to take the terrorist troops to fight with Hamas, Hezbollah, and all the other terrorist groups. Because two of Israel's near relatives, the children of Lot's two boys, Ammon and Moab, and then Jacob's brother Esau, who's in the present day Jordan, they're all going to fight, go to the battle, and be destroyed in the fields. They don't have a choice. So they're going to war, and Israel is going to occupy the whole area and expand into present-day Jordan. Iraq is also in the families that is going to be punished. And the Iraqi military that has been sent into this war, they have been dying on the battlefield too. I'll be back to finish out the program. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. It's a family feud.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
What they do, they smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
With this matter of the MK Ultra mind control, while living in Las Vegas, I met a family and the wife. They called me at the station one day and wanted to take me out on a Sunday. And so they came to the station, and I said, well, I'm at the station, and they said, we're a block away. They drove over to the station. I had the radio program out there at that time, and I'd never met them before. And we drove around, and they introduced themselves, and we visited a little bit, and they said they'd listened to the program for a while, and then the wife had a question for me, and the question was, did I really believe that Lady Di was murdered? And that was kind of an odd question for somebody to ask me that I'd only known for 10 minutes. But the Lord just told me to tell her, and I told her yes. She says, why do you think they murdered her? And I said, well, because she was pregnant, number one. She had Dodi Fayed's child. And the way that the royals work, they would never allow the Diane to give birth to an Arab child. And there's just no way. There are laws and principles and manners that are adhered to with the royal family. And this lady told me that she used to play with big-eared Charlie when she was 9, 10 for a couple of summers. She'd go to England. Her grandmother was related to the family. And she'd play with Charles there in the house. And they'd run around and play. And she was one of the girls that was a possibility for a future marriage. And she said that eventually she spent another summer. And then shortly after returning to the country, back to the United States, the relative on Elizabeth's side died, and this friend got a call from her father, who was related to Kaiser II, and told her and the family to disappear. And they had to disappear. And to this day, they have hidden themselves from that lineage. Now, Charlie has been in the occult for his whole life. He is a devil worshiper. His mother was a devil worshiper, going back I don't know how many generations, but that's the way it is in that world. So that's why these matters of what is happening with Joe Biden, Ashley Biden, with Hunter. Hunter is also an individual that was traumatized when he was young. It's evident by just looking at him. He has no control over his vices, like Ashley has no control over her sex drive. She's driven like a dog. He is driven to destroy himself, which is one of the indicators of MK Ultra projects. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. See you tomorrow.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.